Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It's Reach Out Thursday, and that means that Chancellor Searcy is in the studio with me. And today we're talking about forgiveness. In particular, Chancellor, we're talking about God's forgiveness.
So the scripture is 1 John 1 and 9, and it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mm-hmm. So last week I talked about a true confession and what it means to truly confess your sins to Jesus and having those sins cleansed. So some people think that all it takes is a sin confession one time and you're good for eternity. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
This scripture, 1 John 1 and 9, is a reference to people who are already saved and have given their lives to Christ. The scripture is saying that just because you are saved doesn't mean that you are without sin. But
right.
On the contrary, it tells you to confess your sins whenever you sin. The Bible also says in Hebrews 10 and 26 that if you ever go into an unrepentant state and start sinning without confession, then there is no sacrifice for your sins and Jesus' blood does not cleanse you. That's scripture. So the easy fix would be to just recognize your sins and error and ask for forgiveness and repent if you are saved. So we have to understand that our sins are not automatically forgiven. Jesus doesn't just automatically say, oh, he's a nice person or she didn't mean to do that, so I'm going to forgive him. No, you have to ask for forgiveness. And by the covenant of Jesus' blood, you'll be forgiven. That's God's promise to us.
Mm.
So if you feel like you don't need to ask for God's forgiveness or confess your sins daily, because most of us sin daily, then you are in error. If you don't receive God's forgiveness, you will definitely receive his judgment.
Wow.
In the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible says they covered their nakedness with fig leaves in an attempt to cover their sins. A fig leaf will not cover your sins, people. Only Jesus can cover sin. With this being said, our ultimate goal is to repent from sin, which means to turn away from it. While the Bible does talk about forgiveness, it talks more about repentance. So God's desire is not for you to come to him every day with the same sin struggle for the rest of your life.
Wow.
God's desire is for you to turn away from that sin and conquer it. So for the people that's been smoking themselves to death or drinking or fornicating or committing other fleshly sins for many, many years, and they always say, God's still working on me, I want you to know that if you don't crucify your flesh, it will definitely crucify you. And if you don't separate yourself from sin, it will separate you from the love of God.
Whew, that is heavy. That is really heavy. You have a lot of scenarios in which you talk to people for an entire year about sin and evangelize to them. And the name of the book is 365 Day Soul Winning Quest. We get a lot of our segments from that book. How can they find it?
You can pick up the book from my website. It's called soulwinningquest.com. It's also available at some other outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's actually also available at Walmart.
That is very, very cool. And if people have questions for you, you can be reached via email
at soulwinningquest@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Chancellor. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Randy, for having me. You too.